Episode 3053, Victory.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day because it's a brand new Monday. It's Memorial Day, a time for us to remember those who have fallen so we can live out our dreams. It's Mindset Monday. Come on, let's get it on. It's all about the victory. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. In Galatians 6, verse 9, we are reminded, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Victory, my friend, in anything requires determination and perseverance. On this Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the brave men and women who fought for our freedom and sacrificed their lives in battle. Their courage, commitment, and sacrifice served a greater purpose for the plan of liberty and freedom. However, each of those should also serve as an inspiration, not just on this day, but every day of our lives. There is so much we can learn from their example that inspires us to do the same in our everyday lives. Many who sacrificed it all knew the cost from the beginning, yet they still pursued the plan. They went in knowing they may not come back. So today, pause for the cause, not for barbecue, not the burgers or baseball in the backyard, but for the lives changed, especially yours. So let's do this. Pause for the cause. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Pause for the cause. You know, a lot of it is just living out our lives. We just keep doing the regular habits, fulfilling our everyday responsibilities, going to work, coming home, putting our head on their pillow, and then starting it all over again. But where is that really getting you? Are you fulfilled? Seriously, I want you to connect your heart and your mind today. It's that big 16 to 18 inch drop. For some of us, if we're a little taller, longer necks, maybe you have a little further of a drop. But you see, we don't pause long enough to really think about where we are. Not all of us started with a roof over our head. Some of them, it was a hut. Or maybe it got better and it was more like a log cabin. Others, it wasn't. It was just outside in a cave. But you see, we take all of this for granted so easily. We just look around thinking, well, this is how it was. It wasn't, my friend. It took a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of determination, a lot of perseverance, a lot of resilience, a lot of love, a lot of faith in our God, to know that we could fulfill the greater purpose. And that was our freedom and our liberty. That's what we are blessed with here in America. And so I want to look at that today as we pause for the cause. What can we be inspired from for those who have sacrificed? How can we take their sacrifice and infuse it into our everyday lives? Well, first, we have to be willing to take a stand. Just like those who fought for our country, we must ready ourselves to stand up for what we believe in and fight for our dreams and our goals. We must be willing to stand our ground and not give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be. But in doing so, we must also do it with the highest morals and values. You see, my friend, that's a really big but, because a lot of us, we're willing to fight, but we're fighting the wrong way. It's not just about getting things your way. It's always about the greater good. Our men and women who gave their lives and sacrificed their dreams for ours had no selfishness on the battlefield, and it was about the bigger picture of America. Be willing to take a stand the right way. Number two, be courageous to face adversity. There is always going to be adversity in your life. In Joshua 1, verse 9, it says this, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go, even on the battlefield. When the men and women fought for our freedoms, he was with them on the battlefield. He comforted them. He's with you when you go to work. He's with you when you're on your battlefield called. Yeah, if you're a stay-at-home mom, it might be within your own home. He is with you. And when you look at what we do, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the willingness to persevere despite our fears. Are you willing to do what it takes the right way? We need to emulate those who fought bravely for our country and faced our fears head on with strength and courage. But sometimes we're more of a coward. We get comfortable and we sit on our couch and we're just fine. That becomes our celebration every single day. Oh yeah, I kind of like it here. But is that really what you're supposed to be doing in your life? Or is there a greater calling that you don't see, you haven't actually tuned into? Be courageous to face adversity. And finally, number three, understand the greater purpose. The men and women who fought for our freedom, they had clarity and knew the greater purpose. They knew what they were fighting for. The same goes for us. We should understand the greater purpose, so the plan includes our calling, which gives us direction and motivates us to keep going, to stay the journey, to keep on track, to get up when we feel tired, and to get up again when we fall down. When you lose sight of the greater purpose, you will easily be tossed around by the demands and patterns of this world. So I have a challenge for you today. I mean, come on. Where can you find victory on your battlefield? Think about that for a moment. Are you one who needs to focus more on where God has you and your calling? Are you feeling lost and you need to really gain that clarity so you know the direction you're going and you are willing and inspired to get up every morning because you have more of a direct answer because it is so clear to you? Or are you needed to stand up for more of what's right, for the greater good? Is it no longer about you? Are you willing to put your own selfish wants to the side and look at the greater good? Or are you needed to face fear and be courageous in your comings and goings? Do you just need to be willing to jump in? Just start. Do something because, well, all you've been doing is sitting on the sidelines. It's time to get in the game of life. It's time to get on the battlefield. May this Memorial Day be a reminder that nothing is impossible. You are living the American dream because of the men and women who believed before you experienced freedom. Think about that. You are living the American dream because of the men and women who believed before you experienced freedom. They were willing to sacrifice everything so you could live out your dreams. I have a dream that one day, what is that dream for you? As you take in the sights of your family, the beach, the pool, or even a little traffic and the cleanup from the party, may this day inspire you to live your life with the same courage, determination, and sense of purpose. So let's honor their memory and the families left behind by striving to be the best versions of ourselves. You gotta be your best selfie to live your best life. Stand up for what you believe in. Face your fears with courage and have a clear sense of purpose in your life. As John F. Kennedy once said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty." Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful, blessed Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.